The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 19th, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvarta yatihaya. Aghayur indriya ramo mogam parto sajivati. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. Purport. The mammonist philosophy of work very hard and enjoy sense gratification is condemned herein by the Lord. Therefore, for those who want to enjoy this material world, the above-mentioned cycle of performing yajna is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more. By nature's law, this human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization, and either of the three ways, namely karma yoga, jnana yoga, or bhakti yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of the prescribed yogas for the transcendentalists who are above vice and virtue. But those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yajna performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness, therefore they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way that sensory conscious persons may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of their sense gratificatory work. The propensity of the world depends not on our own efforts. The prosperity, rather, of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangement of the Supreme Lord directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, the yajnas are directly aimed at the particular demigods mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is the practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yajnas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yajnas, one has not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted only as moral codes. One should not, therefore, limit his progress only to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bara Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sajaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So the Vedic literatures are there to liberate us from all suffering conditions. There are different portions of the Vedic literature. For those who are addicted to sense gratification, there are certain rituals and performances one can do for sense gratification. So that under regulated sense enjoyment, one can gradually progress to the liberated platform.
Persona var pamazām attīstīties līdz atbrīvotai platformai.
Vedavyās was not very satisfied after compiling this portion of the Vedas.
Bet Vedavyās nebija ļoti apmierināts pēc tam, kad bija sastādījis šo Vedu daļu.
Because he was not directly preaching Krishna consciousness.
Jo tā nebija tieši Krishna sapziņas sludināšana.
Just like we may have cooking class, vegetarian cooking classes and some yoga classes.
Ka, piemēram, mēs varam sarīkot kādas veģetārās pavārmākslas lekcijas vai jogas nodarbības.
But if we never introduce the people to Krishna,
bet ja mēs cilvēkus neiepazīstam ar Krishnu,
even though they advance a little bit,
bet ja viņi attīstās mazliet,
we're not satisfied.
Mēs nejūtamies apmierināti.
Because we know, unless people become Krishna conscious,
jo mēs zinām, ja vien viņi nekļūst Krishnas apziņā,
even if they become more pious,
un lai kļūtu dievbīgāki,
they still cannot be saved.
Tomēr viņi nevar tikt izglābti.
So this is very important point that Prabhupada is making here in this verse.
Šī ir ļoti svarīga lieta, ko Prabhupada vēlas pateikt šajā pantā.
This purport.
Šajā skaidrojumā.
But actually, the one needs to come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. If one does all these preliminary activities but never becomes Krishna conscious, then Bhagavatam says it is shrama eva hi kevalam.
Ja persona veic visas sagatavošanās aktivitātes, bet tā arī nekļūst Krishna apziņā, tad Bhagavatam saka shrama eva kevalam.
Simply a useless waste of time. So, the important thing is to come beyond the sense gratificatory portions of the Vedas. To come beyond the portion of the Vedas meant for sense gratification. And come to the portion of the Vedas meant for liberation from this material existence.
Un nonāk līdz tai vietu daļai, kas domātas, lai atbrīvotos no materiālās pastāvēšanas.
Someone may say, but I'm interested in sense gratification. Someone may argue, but I'm interested in sense gratification.
Kāds varētu iebilst, bet mani interesē jūtekļu apmierināšana.
I heard that by Vedic rituals I can be promoted to the heavenly kingdom and I can drink somaras and associate with the apsara dancing girls.
Esmu dzirdējis, ka veicot vēdu rituālus, es varu noteikti nokļūt uz debesu planētām, kur es varēšu dzert somas dzērienu un dejot ar debesu dejotājiem apsarām.
So why are you telling me just to chant Hare Krishna?
Kāpēc tad jūs man sakāt skaitīt Hare Krishna?
I mean, I'm more interested in the Apsara dancing girls than I am in going back to Godhead. Yeah, they may feel that way.
Saprotiet, man vairāk interesē dejot ar šīm debesu meitenēm apsarām.
But one has to be a little intelligent, a little sober in this connection.
Bet šajā sakarā ir svarīgi būt mazliet tomēr saprātīgi.
Even if you achieve the heavenly planets.
Bet ja izdosies sasniegt debesu planētas.
The heavenly planets are sometimes overrun by the demons.
Reizēm debesu planētām uzbrūk demoni.
Even the heavenly kingdom there is no permanent shelter there.
Pat debesu planētās nav droša un pastāvīga patvēruma.
And when Mahavishnu inhales,
un kad Mahavishnu ielpo,
what happened to the heavenly planets?
Kas notiek ar debesu planētām?
They are also sucked in.
Tās visas tiek iesūkts iekšā.
They become unmanifest.
Tās kļūst atkal neizpaustas.
So what have you achieved, Brahmaloka or Indraloka?
Nu, kas ja jūs sasniedzat Brahmaloku vai Indraloku?
By performing Vedic rituals.
Veicot vediskos rituālus.
It's here today and gone tomorrow.
Šodien tas te ir, bet rītdien vairs nebūs.
So an intelligent person does not invest his energy in any sort of position which is only temporary.
Neviens saprātīgs cilvēks neiegulda savus spēkus un līdzekļus kaut kādos pasākumos, kas ir tikai izlaicīgi.
The intelligent person will invest his energy in that place where he gets permanent result.
Saprātīgs cilvēks ieguldīs savus spēkus tādā veidā, ka tas dos pastāvīgu nepārējošu labumu.
Even if it's very nice, what good is it?
Pat ja tas ir ļoti jauki, kāds labums no tā?
When it will be taken away.
Ja to atņems.
You may say, but on Brahmaloka, I mean, they have a huge lifespan. 311 trillion years they live there.
Bet varētu iebilst, nu, uz Brahmalokas viņi tur tik ilgi dzīvo, 311 triljons gadu.
No, that's practically like immortality for us.
Priekš mums tas ir gandrīz kā nemirstība.
But you know what?
Bet ziniet ko?
They experience that 311 trillion years on Brahmaloka just like our 100 years.
Bet viņiem šie 311 triljonu gadu paiet. Gluži kā mums paiet 100 gadu.
They do not feel that they live any longer than we do.
Viņiem nav sajūtas, ka viņi dzīvo ilgāk nekā mēs.
Because time is relative.
Tāpēc, ka laiks ir relatīvs.
So don't be carried away by these descriptions of the higher planets.
Tāpēc neaizraujoties ar šiem debesu planētu aprakstiem.
They're not as heavenly as they appear to be.
Tās nav tik debešķīgas, kā mēs varētu domāt.
Just like even on this planet, there's some countries which are very opulent.
Ka, piemēram, pat uz šīs planētas ir dažas valstis, kurās var dzīvot ļoti grēzni.
Just like one time somebody said, just let me look at your U.S. passport for a minute. They said, can I hold your U.S. passport for a minute?
Jā, tātad kāds reiz paskatījās.
Actually, it was somebody here in Riga that did this.
Šeit Rīgā kāds palūdza man.
They said, just let me hold your U.S. passport for a minute. And they opened it up and they just looked at it like this, you know, a holy, something holy, you know. Wow, U.S. passport. Because there's so much opulence and power in the U.S., you see. But if you actually live there, you can see what a miserable place it is. Really.
Bet tie, kas tur dzīvo, patiesībā redz, cik nožēlama vieta tā ir.
I don't see that people are any happier there than they are here.
Un es neesmu redzējis tur cilvēku, ka būtu cilvēki laimīgāki nekā šeit.
I'm traveling all around. I see wherever I go, people are miserable.
Es ceļoju pa visu pasauli un arī, kur es dodos, cilvēki jūtas nožēlami.
Whether it's a rich country, a poor country, or in the middle.
Vai tā ir bagāta valsts, vai nabadzīga valsts, vai kaut kur pa vidu.
Everybody is miserable.
Visu līdz pēdējiem jūtas nožēlojami.
And this is confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Un Krishna pats personīgi to apstiprina Bhagavad Gita.
In chapter 8, text number 16.
8. Nodaļas 16.
You can read the translation. Abrahma bhuvano loka punaravartino arjuna. Mam upechita kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world, down to the lowest planet, All are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, punar janma navidyate, he never takes birth again.
Kunti dēls, visas materiālās pasaules planētas, no zemākās līdz pat augstākajai, ir ciešana un atkārtotas pārdzimšanas vietas. Bet kas sasniedz manu mājvietu, tas nekad vairs neatdzimst.
So, the intelligent person, therefore, he endeavors for that realm, Parampadam, the Vaikuntha world.
Tāpēc saprātīgi cilvēki cenšas sasniegt šos apgabalus.
That place where all material miseries are conspicuous by their absence.
Vietu, kur visas materiālās ciešanas vienkārši nepastāv.
Not that place, padam padam yandabatam natesham. Not that place where there is danger at every step.
Ne, un ne to vietu, kur uz katru soļu trāt briesmas.
The point is, even on Brahma's loka there is danger at every step.
Tiek norādīts, ka pat uz Brahma lokas ir uz katru soļu briesmas.
Everywhere in this material where there is danger at every step.
Visu šajā materiālā pasaulē uz katru soļu trāt briesmas.
Therefore, those who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined,
un tāpēc tie, kas ir patiesi saprātīgi un kuri attīstījuši savu
they endeavor for that supreme perfection known as Krishna consciousness.
Tie cenšas sasniegt augstāko pilnību, kas pazīstama kā Krishnas apziņa.
One who becomes Krishna conscious, they achieve all perfections automatically.
Un tas, kurš sasniedz Krishnas apziņu, viņš automātiski sasniedz visas pilnības.
Whatever perfection is achieved by the yogis,
visas pilnības, ko sasniedz yogi,
whatever is achieved by the gyanis,
visas pilnības, ko sasniedz gyani,
whatever is achieved by karmis, all perfections,
visi, ko sasniedz karmi, visas pilnības,
are automatically present for one who achieved Krishna bhakti.
Visas pilnības automātiski tiek dotas tam, kurš sasniedz Krishna bhakti.
So, why not go for the topmost thing?
Kāpēc tad uzreiz necensties pašu labāku dzīvību?
When you have Krishna, you have everything.
Ja jums ir Krishna, jums ir viss.
You are not lacking in anything when you have Krishna.
Ja jums ir Krishna, jums vairs nekas netrūkst.
Krishna is the owner of everything.
Krishna pieder viss.
He is the controller of everything.
Viņš visu kontrolē.
And he becomes the personal property of his pure devotees.
Un viņš kļūst par savu tīru bhaktu personiskais īpašums.
So, become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Tā kā kļūstiet par tīriem Krishnas bhaktām.
Some people say, well, that's very difficult to become a pure devotee, I mean. But no, actually, the difficult thing is not to be a pure devotee. The easiest thing is to become a pure devotee. You may say, well, Prabhu, it's a gradual process, you know, little by little, step by step, you know, little by little.
Prabhu, tas ir pakāpenisks process, soli pa soli, mazām, pa mazītiņām.
Well, I can tell you this.
Bet es jums varu pateikt.
There's two ways to pull off a band-aid. In a band-aid, when you have a cut.
Ir divi veidi, kā pārsiet ievērnam.
One way to pull it off is like this.
Kā nuņem, tie pārsiet, tas ir viens, ir vienkārši noraut ātri.
And the other is one hair at a time.
Un otrs ir mati pa matiņām.
So, what is the easiest way to do it?
Kā tad ir izdarīt vieglāk?
Žup! Finished.
Uzreiz?
But do we, sometimes we don't do that because we think, oh, it would just be too heavy to pull it off at once. I just got to put it off a little at a time, you see.
Bet reizēm mēs to nedarām. Mēs domājam, oi, būs pārāk grūti tā uzreiz no visu dabūt nost, tā mēs pa mazītiņā.
So, the same principle applies in spiritual life.
Un tieši tas pats attiec uz garīgo dzīvi.
We think, yes, I want to be a pure devotee. But I couldn't do it immediately. I mean, it'd be too heavy. I can't do it immediately. So let me just do a little bit at a time. You see? So in this way, we may get hard on ourselves to advance in Krishna consciousness. We could just become pure devotees immediately.
Mēs varētu kļūt par tīriem baktām uzreiz.
But the trouble is our material attachments, you see.
Bet problēma ir mūsu materiālās pieķeršanās.
Our dear, beloved material attachments.
Mūsu dārgās, iemīļotās materiālās pieķeršanās.
We just don't want to let go.
Mēs vienkārši negribam to
And therefore we have to pull it out. Each, Each hair is like another material attachment, you see.
Un katrs mats, tas ir kā kā materiāla pieturēšanās.
We just want to hang on to those material attachments.
Mēs vienkārši gribam pie tā turēties.
I am my body.
Es esmu mans ķermenis.
I'm good looking.
Es izskatos labi.
Maybe I can get a good spouse, a good looking spouse, you see.
Vai izskatīgs divi piedras, sieva vai vīrs.
Different material attachments, you see.
Dažādas materiālas pieturēšanās.
So in this way, we foolishly make the process of Krishna consciousness difficult for ourselves.
Šādā veidā mēs pilnīgi muļķīgi paši sev padarām Krishna apziņas procesu grūtāku.
If we will simply say, all right, I'm not going to make it hard on myself, I'm going to make it easy on myself, immediately surrender right now, zhup.
Ja mēs vienkārši pateiksim sev, labi, es iedaupīšu sev visu šo piepūli un izdarīšu to uzreiz.
Who do you think Krishna would be happy if you do that? Of course he will. He's been waiting for millions and millions of lifetimes when the devotee will fully surrender to me. Because actually everyone is a devotee. But simply they have forgotten. So Krishna is simply waiting. When will this soul fully surrender to me? So if I make my determination, I am tired of playing around with misery. I'm tired of playing around with misery. I'm going to tell Maya, I've had it with you, get out. I don't want to be your lover anymore, Maya Devi. I have no desire anymore except to be, your, be Krishna's pure devotee. So Maya Devi, either you facilitate me or get out. You see? In this way, one should be very determined to be Krishna conscious. And then Krishna will give us all help.
Un tad Krishna mums dos visu palīdzību.
How do you get over material attachments?
Kā atbrīvoties no materiālām pieķeršanās?
It's very simple.
Ļoti vienkārši.
You fill your life up with spiritual attachments.
Piepildiet savu dzīvi ar garīgām pieķeršanām.
It's like I'm very attached to this temple and all these devotees here, you see.
I'm
attached to the devotees in Lithuania. I have so many attachments. Different devotees in different parts of the world. The holy names. Prabhupada's books. What to speak of Prasadam. Didis. Tilak. Doti, shaved head, Sika, so many, these are spiritual attachments, you see. Giving Bhagavad Gita lectures. These are spiritual attachments. So the more you become attached to spiritual things, then those stupid material attachments, they'll just evaporate. I mean, who wants to eat stool when you can eat organic strawberry ice cream? If I gave you a plate of ice cream, organic strawberry ice cream offered to the deities from Krishna conscious, from Hare Krishna cows, you see. The ultimate ice cream.
Es jums iedošu vislabāko saldējumu. Tas ir izgatavots no govu piena, kuras saugušas Krišnas fermā un ar zemenēm, kuras ir bildotas.
It's like they used to do that in New Vrindavan. They had nice cow protection program in New Vrindavan.
Piemēram, jaunajā Vrindavanā ir jauka govu aizsardzības programma.
They would take ice cream, homemade ice cream, offered to Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Viņi paši gatavo saldējumu un piedāvā savam divībām.
And they would pack it in dry ice.
Un viņi to iesaiņo sausā ledu.
And take it all the way to India to give to Prabhupada.
Un viņi to aizveda līdz pat Indijā, lai iedotu Prabhupādam.
And let me tell you, that's real ice cream.
Un, ziniet, tas patiešām ir salds.
Flown halfway around the world to Prabhupada. And then if you get Prabhupada's remnants of that ice cream, you can just imagine.
Un iedomājieties, šis saldējums lidos pāri puspasaulē, lai nokļūtu līdz Prabhupādam, un tad vēl saņemt atliekas, pēc tam, kad Prabhupāda bija tu pagaršojis.
So, if one had a choice between eating stool or eating such ice cream, there would be no question of the ice cream.
Un iedomājieties, vienā pusē jūs varat izvēlēties vai nu ēst šādu saldējumu, un otrā pusē vai nu ēst.
So our material attachments are just so much stool, that's a, it's just stool. What do you want to do with stool? Just flush it, get it out of here quick, you know.
It's
gross, nasty thing. Get it out of here. So if we develop that attitude, by if we get that higher taste for Krishna consciousness, then we'll see these material attachments, there's simply so much stool. Get them out. They're stinky, foul. You see? I don't need them. I'm so happy in Krishna consciousness. So this is how we have to advance ourselves, you see, on the pathway.
259.
Vishaya vinivartante nirahara-shyadehina rasavarsham-rusyavupyasya-parang vishvanivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Var atturēties no jūtekļu paudām, taču tieksmi pēc tam saglabājas. Bet izjūtusi augstāku garšu, dvēsela zaudē šo tieksmi un nostiprinās apziņā.
So, once you get that higher taste,
kad jūs iegūsiet šo augstāku garšu,
no lower taste can tempt you.
Vairs nekādas zemākas garšas jūs nevilinās.
So, somehow we must get that higher taste.
Tāpēc kaut kādā veidā mums šī augstākā garša jāiegūst.
For pure bhakti. Pure bhakti, uttama bhakti, that is the ultimate taste. So how do you get the taste for uttama
bhakti?
You have to associate with pure devotees. This is how this movement began, you see. We were associated with the pure devotees, Srila
Prabhupada.
He was emanating pure bhakti. His every word was emanating pure bhakti. His every gesture, his every facial expression, everything that Prabhupada did was a manifestation of pure bhakti. So just to associate with Srila Prabhupada, just to hear his lectures, just to serve his movement, even if you weren't near him physically, these things inspired us to become pure devotees, completely walk away from all of our material attachments. This is the power of a pure devotee. So we need to see those devotees who are the most pure in their Krishna consciousness. We should hear from them. We should serve them. We should remember their instructions. Because these advanced devotees, they can share with us this advanced state of consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a contagious disease. It's like you can catch a deadly disease from some person who is deadly sick. So you can also catch Krishna consciousness from someone who has it. Therefore, association with advanced devotees is the most important principle for advancing on the pathway back to home.
Biedrošanās ar šādiem augstu līmeni baktām ir visvarīgākais princips, lai attīstītos savā ceļā atpakaļ uz mājām.
So we should take every opportunity to associate with advanced devotees whenever we get the chance.
Tāpēc mums jāizmanto katra iespēja, lai biedroties ar šādiem baktām, lai attīstītos.
Just like I have many times given the example.
Esmu daudzreiz devis šo piemēru.
In India. At least, of course, now many people are getting cars, but still, most people do not have cars in India. But many people ride the bicycles. But sometimes they have to travel a very long way to work every day on their bicycle. So what do they do? They grab a hold of a bus. And they go along when they get a free ride on the buses by hanging onto the bus or a truck. So without having to do, they don't have to pedal so hard, just hold on to the truck and just a free ride, you see. So this is the secret how to easily advance in Krishna consciousness. You simply have to find an advanced devotee and grab a hold of his association and never let go. This is why it's said that everyone should have a spiritual master. And one should be very attached to their spiritual master. And within your heart, always holding on to his lotus feet within your heart. Because by holding on to his lotus feet, which you're going back to Godhead, you automatically go back to Godhead. Just by holding on to his lotus feet, which you're going back to God, you will automatically go back to God. All you have to do is hold on to his lotus feet. That's all you have to do. And then your perfection is guaranteed. So how do you hold on to the lotus feet? We have to follow his lotus instructions. The spiritual master gives instructions. The senior devotees give instructions. If we follow their instructions, then we will be carried along back to Godhead automatically. So this society for Krishna consciousness is a very important society. There are many senior devotees in this movement who can guide us how to advance nicely on this pathway. So if we take their instructions very seriously, hear them, serve them, then our perfection will come very easily. It will not be difficult. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Kamēr mēs biedrojamies ar baktām un esam templī, mums ir viegli saprast un atbrīvoties no šīm materiālām pieķeršanām, bet tikko, kā mēs izējam ārpusē, tad atkal viņas atgriežas.
So, while we are in temple and associating with devotees, it's very easy to be detached from these material attachments. But as soon as we get out and start doing some things outside, they tend to come back very easily and we just realized that we have done something we thought we wouldn't.
Well, the key is you have to engage the whole mature world in Krishna's service, that's all.
Ir jāiedarbina visa sava nodarbe topošanā Krishna.
When you deal with the material world, there's one of two ways you can deal with it.
Ir divi veidi, kā attiekties pret materiālo pasauli.
You can try to enjoy it as if you were Krishna.
Var to mēģināt valdīt, it kā tu pats būtu Krishna.
Or you can offer it in Krishna's service.
Vai piedāvāt to Krishnam kalpošanā.
So it's your choice.
Tā ir tava paša izvēle.
If you try to enjoy it, oh, now I'm out on the street again.
Ja tu mēģināsi to izbaudīt, oh, es atkal esmu uz ielām.
There's no devotees around.
Nevienu baktas apkārt nav.
A lot of pretty girls here.
Un skaistas meitenes.
You see? Then you fall down.
Un tad tu krīti.
But if you could get on the street, you'd think, I am Krishna's devotees.
Bet ja jūs iziesiet uz ielām, domāsiet, esmu Krishna's prāta.
And this world is Krishna's property.
Un šī pasaule ir Krishna's īpašums.
And it's meant to be engaged in his service.
Un tas ir domāts, lai tu izmantotu kalpošanā viņam.
Now let me do my duty and see how I can engage this world in Krishna's service.
Nu tad, lai es daru savu pienākumu un mēģinu izmantot to kalpošanā.
Then you'll be living in the temple at every minute.
Un tad tu dzīvos templī katru minūti.
You feel the presence of Krishna with you at every minute.
Un katru minūtu tu jūties Krishna's klātbūtnes arī.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbild uz jautājumu?
Question, yeah.
So we have been given process to purify ourselves, to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, but at some point we were pure sometime before falling down to material world. And so when we go back to Goloka Vrindavan, can we fall down again? And how does it happen, this coming back?
Krishna says, Punar Janma Na Vidyate.
Krishna saka, Punar Janma Na Vidyate.
He assures you that if you go back to him, you will not fall again.
Viņš garantē jums, ja jūs atgriezīsieties pie viņa atpakaļ, vairs nekad nekritīsiet.
Of course, you still have full freedom.
Protams, tev vienmēr būs pilnīgi brīva izvēle.
It's not when you go back to Godhead, you put some handcuffs on you, so you can't leave.
Tā jau nebūs, ka jūs aiziesiet atpakaļ pie Krišnas, un jums uzliks rokas dzelzs, lai jūs nekur nevarat aiziet.
You will have full freedom in the spiritual world.
Jums garīgā pasaulē būs pilna brīvība.
If you want to fall again, you can do that.
Ja jūs varat, ja jūs vēlaties, Kristi vēlaties.
But you will not want to.
Bet tu negribēsi.
It's like a little child, you see.
Kā piemēram, mazs bērns, iedomājies.
And he's always looking at the fire, thinking, oh, that fire is so beautiful.
Viņš visu laiku skatās uz uguni un priecās, ak, cik tā skaisti izskatās.
And the parents born of Johnny, dear little Johnny, don't stick your hand in the fire, it will burn.
Un vecāki saka, mazais, dārgais Johnny, neliec rokas priekšā, apdedzinās.
Johnny, don't you ever stick your hand in the fire.
Johnny, nekād neliec rokas uguni.
So Johnny is afraid to do it when the parents are around, okay? But one day when they're out of the room and he's all alone with that fire, you see? He tries it. Now will he try it again? No way. So you may try it once.
Tā veidā, tu to vari izmēģināt vienreiz.
But now you've been badly burned.
Tagad tu esi kārtīgi apdedzinājis.
You're an eternal spiritual being in quality one with the Lord.
Tu esi mūžīga, garīga būtne, kas pēc īpašības.
You actually live an eternal body full of, which is composed of eternity, knowledge and bliss. You have left aside your Satchitananda body to get a body composed of mucus, bile, air, stool, and urine. You're living in a nightmare right now. We call it bodily identification. Do you think after going through this and then going back to the original blissful position, you would even dream of coming back here again? No, that you will never do. Therefore, even though the freedom is there, a living entity will never fall a second time.
Never.
He may fall once. Because he doesn't know how bad it is in the material world. The child may stick his hand in the fire one time, thinking, oh, it's such beautiful colors. But he will not do it twice. Any other questions?
Vai var nonākt garīgā pasaulē sekot citai reliģijai?
Is it possible to come to Krishna if you follow another confession like Orthodox Christian or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because religion is one.
Jo reliģija patiesībā ir viena.
Jesus Christ is a pure devotee of Krishna.
Un Jēzus Kristus ir tieši Krishnas bhakta.
So if you follow Jesus Christ perfectly, you will also go back to Godhead.
Un ja jūs ideāli sekosiet Jēzum Kristum, jūs tāpat dosieties atpakaļ uz garīgu pasauli.
But the problem with the modern day Christians is,
bet ir neliela problēma ar mūsdienu kristiešiem.
They're not interested in pure devotional service.
Viņiem neinteresē tīra garīga kalpošana.
They're interested in sense gratification.
Viņus interesē jutekļa apmierināšana.
They pray, dear God, please give us our daily bread.
Viņi lūdzas, dārgais Dievs, dod mums mūsu dienišķo maizi.
That is not love of God.
Nu, tā nav, tas nav kā, tas kā
that is love of bread. We don't need to pray to God for our daily bread. When you were growing up in your home, did you have to ask your parents every day, my mommy and daddy, will you feed me today? Did you have to ask them every day if they would feed you or not? You did? You didn't, okay. No, every parent will naturally feed their children. There's no problem. Every parent will make sure their children are well fed. That is called parental love. So God has parental love for us also. He is the original father of all living beings. He will make sure that we have food to eat. So asking God for food is not an intelligent thing. If even an ordinary person who's limited in his resources, we don't have to ask him for food, why would we have to ask God for food? So this prayer of Christianity, that part of the prayer is not pure bhakti. But other parts of Christianity are pure bhakti. Where Christ says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. That is pure bhakti. So, someone who realizes the pure essence of Christ's teachings, which is pure bhakti, they will achieve the same goal as the devotee of Krishna. Actually, I was such a Christian.
Patiesībā es biju šāds kristietis.
I wanted to be a true Christ-like person.
Es patiešām gribēju kļūt par līdzīgs kā Jēzus Kristus.
And I prayed for God to guide me how to become a true Christ-like person.
Un es lūdzu Dievam, kā kļūt par personu, kas patiešām seko Kristam.
And he answered my prayer.
Un viņš atbildēja uz manām lūkšanām.
He brought me in contact with his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Viņš man iepazīstināja Srila Prabhupada.
So instead of being a Christian in name only,
un tā vietā, lai būtu kristietis tikai pēc nosaukuma,
I could become a genuine Christian.
Es varēju kļūt par patiesu kristieti.
So it's not that we ask people to change religions.
Mēs nesakam cilvēkiem nomainīt reliģiju.
This is not a different religion.
Tā nav cita reliģija.
Religion is one to become a lover of God.
Ir tikai viena reliģija, iemīlēt Dievu.
So whether you're a follower of Christ, Krishna, or Allah, if you're a pure devotee, then that you have achieved the perfection.
Un nav svarīgi, vai jūs sekojat Kristum, vai Krishnam, vai Allaham, nav svarīgi, ja jūs sasniedzat mīlestību uz Dievu.
But Srila Prabhupada is giving the best training program how to become a pure devotee.
Bet Srila Prabhupada dot vislabāko apmācību programmu, kā kļūt tīram bhaktam.
We never say it's the only teaching about pure bhakti. No, we never say it's the only teaching.
Mēs nekad nesakām, ka tas ir vienīgā mācība, kas stāsta par tīru bhakti.
But Prabhupada's presentation of pure bhakti is the most thorough, most complete, and most advanced presentation of pure bhakti in the history of the universe.
Bet Prabhupādas prezentācija, stāstījums par tīru bhakti ir vissmalkākais, visdetalizētākais visā bhakti pasniegšanas vēsturē.
In fact, we even have Christian ministers who become initiated as ISKCON devotees.
Patiesībā mums ir pat kristiešu mācītāji, kas tiek iniciēti par Krishnas bhaktām.
There's one who was on my e-course in the US.
Viens bija pierakstījies uz manu elektronisko kursu.
He's a Baptist minister.
Viņš ir Baptist mācītājs.
And he was reading Prabhupada's books.
Un viņš lasīja Prabhupādas grāmatas.
And he would write his sermon to his Christian congregation every Sunday based on Prabhupada's book.
Un viņš rakstīja savus prediķus savajam draudzei katru svētdienu balstoties uz Prabhupādas grāmatām.
Simply he would say God and say, he wouldn't say the word Krishna, he would say the word God, but he would give the Krishna conscious philosophy using the word God.
Un viņš, protams, nedēja cilvēku Krishna, viņš teica tā vārdā, tā vietā vārda Dievs, bet viņš deva Krishna sapdzīts filozofus.
And then he became an initiated disciple.
Un tad viņš saņem iniciāciju.
He's an initiated ISKCON devotee, he's a Baptist minister.
Viņš ir iniciēts ISKCON bhakta.
Of course, the members of the church don't know that he's keeping it secret.
Protams, baznīcas organizācija to nezin, viņš to patur slepeni.
They knew he was a Hare Krishna, he'd immediately lose his job.
Ja viņi zinātu, ka viņš ir Hare Krishna, tad nu, viņš uzreiz zaudētu savu darbu.
But the point is, this is the science of God.
Bet runāja par to, ka tā ir zinātne par Dievu.
We're not teaching anything different than any of the great spiritual masters.
Mēs visu, ko mēs mācām, tas pilnīgi saskana ar to, ko ir mācījuši visi lielie garīgie skolotāji.
These great spiritual masters, they did not give some new religion.
Visi šie garīgie skolotāji, neviens no viņiem nav devis kaut kādu jaunu reliģiju.
These great teachers like the Vaishnavacharyas and Lord Jesus, they simply teach what is the pure essence of religion.
Visi šie diženie skolotāji, kā piemēram Vaishnavacharyas vai Jēzus Kristus, viņi vienkārši māca, kas ir reliģijas būtība.
It's the followers who made this idea of different religions.
Viņu sekotāji tie, kas radīja šo ideju par dažādām reliģijām.
These original great acharyas, they never created different religions.
Šie diženie skolotāji, viņi nekad neradīja dažādas reliģijas.
That different religion, that is man, the impure followers who made this idea of different religions.
Dažādās reliģijas radīja sekotāji, kuri nebija tīri savā apziņā.
Because religion is one.
Jo reliģija ir viena.
To become a pure lover of God, that's it.
Iemīlēt Dievu pilnīgi tīru no sirds.
Does that answer your question?
Vai jautājums atbildēts?
Yeah. What about the
meat eating?
The Bible also says, "Thou shalt not kill."
Tika pieminēts, ka ir lūkšanas, kas lūdz maizi, un tas nav tīri, un ka pārējais Bībelē ir tīrs, bet ir vēl tāda lieta kā gaļas ēšana. Un tātad Maharadža atbild, tātad Bībele saka.
So, if they want to follow the Bible, why are they killing the animals and eating the flesh? Thou shalt not kill means thou shalt not kill. If a Christian wants to eat meat, according to the Bible, he has to eat an animal that has died naturally. He can't eat one that was killed. That's there in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. So they want to eat meat, and wait for the animal to die a natural death and then eat. Do not maintain slaughterhouse. All over the world, these Christians are maintaining slaughterhouses. That is not Christianity. A true Christian will never eat an animal that was killed. He will not touch. He knows it's against the teachings of the Bible. Any other questions?
Man šķiet, ka tas ir pretrunā to, kas tika teikts, ka tas izklausās, ka tas ieteikts atmest citas reliģijas un uzsākt Krišnas apziņu.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, just give up all the religions and just surrender them to me. But it sounds as if one has to give up all the other religions and follow Krishna consciousness. Is that so?
Even if one follows Krishna consciousness in a ritualistic way, that is also forbidden.
Pat ja kāds seko Krišnas apziņai ritualistiskā veidā, arī tas ir aizliegts.
It means give up all, anything other than pure surrender must be abandoned. That's the point.
Šie vārdi nozīmē atteikties no visa, kas nav pilnīga sevi sadošana Dieva rokās.
Could be in any religion like Islam.
Yeah. Christ is saying the same instruction, exact same instruction. Father, not my will, but thy will be done. That's another way of saying Savardharman Praditya Jamai may come shadanam, just from a different perspective, that's all. Krishna says, just do what I want you to do, don't do anything else. That's what he's saying. When he says, give up anything else, anything besides what I want you to do, that should be given up. And Christ is saying the same thing. Father, just let me do what you want me to do and nothing else.
Lai notiek tava grība, nevis tas, ko es vēlos.
So that means pseudo-religion has to be abandoned. Pseudo-religion.
Tas nozīmē, ka jāatmet pseudo-religijas.
Doesn't mean the genuine bhakti has to be given up.
Tas nenozīmē, ka jāatmet patiesa mīlestība uz Dievu.
This means pseudo-bhakti should be given up.
Tas nozīmē, ka jāatmet šīs viltus ir pseudo-bhakti.
And a lot of sense gratification should be given up and pseudo bhakti also given up. Only pure bhakti should be accepted, nothing else. And that's what Krishna is saying. And that's what Jesus Christ is also saying. He couldn't stand the pseudo religion of the Jews. You see, he was Jewish. He couldn't stand that they were slaughtering the animals in the temples. So he preached very strongly against this the animal killing in the temples. Started his own movement, you see. He saw that Judaism had become completely corrupted by sense gratification. So he started a pure bhakti movement. That's all he did. He was teaching the cult of pure bhakti, just like Prabhupada. Same thing. Now they've distorted his teachings after, 2,000 years later, they've distorted his teachings like anything. We have the advantage. Prabhupada's teachings are written down in so many books, so many videos, so many audios. We have a huge wealth of Prabhupada's teachings.
Prabhupādas mācība ir uzrakstīt tik daudzas grāmatās, tik daudzas lekcijās un video ierakstos.
There's only very few recorded words of Jesus, he said.
Bet paša Jēzus pierakstīto teicienu ir ļoti maz.
So it's much harder to distort Prabhupāda than it is to distort Jesus, because there's a huge wealth of teachings available.
Tāpēc ir ļoti grūti sagrozīt Prabhupādas mācību.
You can hear directly from his mouth on the recordings what Prabhupada is saying. You see, just imagine if they had all that for Jesus. Videos, 2,000 audio lectures, We have that now for Prabhupada. So if we take full advantage of this wealth of information that Prabhupada has given us, then we can keep his teachings pure. The pure bhakti teachings of Prabhupada can remain intact. For the benefit of the suffering people of this planet for at least the next 10,000 years.
Does
that answer your question? Anything else? Ladies, no. Oh, here we go. Good, finally, ladies.
No, no,
So you could say there are more gross material attachments which are very easy to see. But there are also more subtle ones which are very difficult to notice. What to do with them?
Yes. The more subtle attachments are more difficult. That's a fact. That's why the association of devotees is very important. We are not so expert to see our own subtle attachments. But the other devotees, they can see them easier than we can. So that's why we need devotee association. I cannot easily see my own faults, you see.
Es nevaru ļoti viegli saskatīt pats savas problēmas.
But you can easily see my faults.
Bet jūs varat viegli tās redzēt.
So in this way, if we see each other, if I see myself the way that you see me, you see.
Un tāpēc, ja es redzēšu sevi caur jūsu acīm.
If each devotee will learn to see himself the way that the other devotees see him.
Ja katrs bhakta mācīsies redzēt sevi tādā veidā, kā citi viņu redz.
Then you can get over these subtle attachments.
Tad ir iespējams tikt galā arī ar šiem smalkām pieķeršanām.
So always take feedback from other devotees.
Tāpēc vienmēr pieņemiet informāciju no citiem bhaktiem.
How do they feel about your service?
Kā viņiem liekas, kāda ir tava kalpošana?
How do they feel about your attitude?
Kā viņiem liekas, kāda ir tava attieksme?
How do they feel about your preaching?
Kā viņiem liekas, kāda ir tava sludināšana?
Every aspect of your sadhana, how do they feel about it?
Katru tava sadhanas aspektu, kā viņiem par to liekas?
Open your heart.
Atvērt savu sirdi.
To hear how other devotees feel about you.
Un uzklausīt, kā citiem bhaktas ir kādas sajūtas par tevi.
This will enable you to get a more clear picture of your own position.
Tas tev atļaus saskatīt skaidrāku bildi par to, kur pats atrodies.
This will enable you to see your own faults much more easily.
Tas arī dos iespēju saskatīt savas kļūdas daudz skaidrāk.
And by seeing them, then you can do something to get rid of them.
Un ieraudam, kad šīs problēmas būs ieraudzītas, būs iespējams kaut ko darīt, lai no tām atbrīvoties.
Most of us are not with our spiritual masters on a regular basis.
Lielākā daļa no mums neatrodas kopā ar savu garīgo skolotāju bieži.
To be chastised directly by our spiritual master every day.
iedomājieties, ka jūs garīgas skolotājs katru dienu jūs norāda.
But we have the devotees that we work with. I have my spouse, I have the other devotees.
Bet ir bhaktas, ar kuriem mēs atrodamies kopā vien dienā.
Temple authorities.
Tad sieva varbūt kādam.
I have to learn to hear how Krishna is speaking through my spouse and how he is speaking through my temple authorities and the other devotees.
Citi bhaktas tempļa autoritātes, man jāiemācās dzirdēt, ko stāsta visi šie bhaktas.
And then you can easily uproot all of your subtle attachments.
Un tad varēs viegli tik galā ar savām smalkajām pieķeršanām.
You just got to hear from other devotees.
Vienkārši jāuzklausa citi bhaktas.
Don't be puffed up.
Neesiet iedomīgi slēpnis.
Be humble.
Esiet pazemīgi.
Realize that you're full of faults.
Saprotiet, ka jūs esat pilni ar trūkumiem.
And you have to hear and learn from how other devotees are seeing you.
Un jāiemācās dzirdēt un redzēt, kā citi bhaktas redz un dzird jūs.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Mēs varam būt droši, ka tās kļūdes, ko citi bhaktas mūsos redz, nav, teiksim, viņu pašu skaudību vai kaut kas tāds.
That is a very important question that Vishnu Priya Maharaji is in.
Tas ir ļoti svarīgs jautājums.
How do I know they're not saying that out of a lording it over mood?
Kā mēs varam zināt, ka viņi to nesaka vienkārši tāpēc, ka viņi grib kontrolēt, valdīt, vadīt?
Well, you need to wisely choose your intimate associates.
Ir ļoti svarīgi saprātīgi izvēlēties savu cilvēku, ar kuriem tu biedroties.
You need to sincerely look for those devotees who are your genuine well-wishers and don't have a grudge against you.
Ir jāizvēlas cilvēki, kuri patiešām jūt sirdī mīlestību pret jums un kuriem nav kaut kādas sliktas jūtas pret jums.
Because if you take if somebody has a grudge against you and you take their opinion as authoritative, you can become very discouraged.
Jo, ja kādam ir, teiksim, problēmas, viņam ir kaut kāds ienaids pret jums un jūs uzklausat viņu viedokli, tad var ļoti viegli izmest.
So you need to seek out those devotees that are your genuine well-wishers.
Tāpēc ir jāmeklē tie bhaktas, kuri patiešām no visas sirds jums.
And from then take that guidance.
Un pieņemt norādījums no viņiem.
Of course, that leads to the next question.
Protams, tas atkal uzdod nākušajā.
She would ask, he was going to ask this, and I knew already she was going to ask. Then how do you recognize who is your genuine well-wisher and who has a grudge against you?
Un kā tad zināt, kurš tad patiesi jums vēl laba un kuram ir kaut kāds naids pret jums?
Well, if you have one devotee that you know doesn't have a grudge and is your well-wisher,
ja ir kaut viens bhakta, par kuru jūs pilnīgi droši zināt, ka viņš jums vēl labu un kuram nav nekādas dusmas pret jums,
then you can ask that devotee their opinion about the other devotees.
Jūs varat jautāt viņa viedokli par pāriem bhaktām.
And that will help you solve that dilemma.
Un tādā veidā atrisināt šo problēmu.
But then it could be asked, but if I don't even have one devotee,
bet ja nav pat viena tāda bhaktas,
then I can be sure it does not have a grudge against me.
Par kuru varētu būt droši, ka
and as my genuine well-wisher, then what will I do?
Un ko tad darīt?
Well, I can tell you one thing.
Nu, varu pateikt vienu lietu.
Samohang savabhūteshu name dvesho stina priyaha 727 ye bhajanti tamang bhakcha mayi te teshu chapyaham. Krishna says, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone, I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So if you can't trust anybody, you don't even trust your spouse to be your well-wisher all the time. Then what do you do?
Bet ko tad darīt?
Well, Krishna is always there. You know he's your best friend.
Bet var pilnīgi droši zināt, Krishna vienmēr ir jūsu labākais.
In fact, Krishna declares it in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna to pats saka Bhagavad Gita.
Suhridam sarvabhūtānam. I am the best friend of all living entities.
Visu dzīvo būtņu labākais draugs.
So if you will render service to Krishna with devotion,
ja jūs kalposiet Krishnam no visas sirds,
then Krishna will be your friend.
Tad Krishna būs jūs draugs.
And he will help you find a devotee or devotees who are your genuine friends.
Un viņš palīdzēs jums atrast bhaktu vai bhaktas, kas jums būs patiesi draugi.
Who can help you to see yourself correctly.
Kuri jums palīdzēs redzēt jūs pašus pareizi.
The good news is, 4:11, Ye yata mang papajyante tangsta taiva jamyaham mama vartmanu varatante manusha parata sarvashaha. As all of them surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path, O son of Prita. So,
kad cilvēks sev uztic man, tā es viņu atalgoju, Prītas dēls. Ik viens visādā ziņā iet manu ceļu.
So, if you want to get Krishna's special mercy to help you find your well-wishers,
ja vēlaties iegūt īpašu Krishna's žēlastību, atrast jums kādu, kas vēl labu.
All you have to do is sincerely beg the Lord to help you to do that.
Tas, ko jūs varat darīt, ir no visas sirds lūgties Krishnam, lai viņš jums palīdzētu.
You just pray to him, my dear Lord, I want to be your pure devotee. But I have so many subtle attachments, it's hard for me to even recognize them, my Lord. So you kindly give me some devotees, or at least one devotee that I can fully trust who can reveal to me my anartas. So, if all else fails, Krishna is there? You beg Krishna's help. And he will give you a devotee or devotees who can guide you how to become free from your subtle attachments. Any other questions?
Can you give an example of some subtle attachment?
Yes, of course.
Protams.
Just like, let's say, you know, you really can make a fantastic cake.
Piemēram, iedomāties, jūs varat izgatavot ļoti garšīgu kūku, fantastisku.
You know, for the Sunday feast. And when you make that cake, the devotees, so many devotees are in bliss. They say, wow, this cake is so good. You think, wow, I'm great. All the devotees are telling you how what a great devotee you are. He makes such a nice cake, and you agree with him. Yeah, I am great. You see, instead of saying, no, I'm nothing, but it's just the mercy of Guru and Krishna, instead of giving all credit to Guru and Krishna, you try to take the credit yourself.
Un tā vietā, lai pateikt, nē, tas ir, to es vienkārši varu pateicoties Guru un Krišna žēlastībai.
So that is the enjoying mood.
Tā vietā, lai dotu visu nopelnu.
Instead of being the servant, you're trying to be the enjoyer.
Mēģinam to visu sev piesavināties.
That's, all these subtle attachments are simply based on this I am the enjoyer mentality.
Tā ir domāšanas veids, es esmu baudītājs.
Anytime you try to enjoy anything without offering to Guru and Krishna, you're guilty of subtle attachments.
Katru reizi, kad jūs kaut ko mēģināt izbaudīt bez piedāvāšanas savam Guru un Krishna, jūs jau darbojas šīs smalkās pieteikšanās.
That I am the Lord.
Es esmu baldnieks.
I am the enjoyer.
Es esmu baldītājs.
I am great.
Es esmu liels.
Aham bhogi. You see, I am the enjoyer.
Es esmu baldītājs.
It is demoniac mentality. And neophyte devotees struggle with this, I can tell you they do. They get a little recognized in Krishna consciousness movement. And they start thinking, yes, I am great. And then Maya grabs them and they fall down, you see. So you should never think that you're great. You should never think that you are the enjoyer. You should always understand you are the tiny little servant. And then you can easily give up all these subtle dirts in the heart.
Un tad var viegli atteikties no visiem šiem smalkiem netīrumiem.
And become a pure devotee.
Un kļūt par tīru bhakti.
And qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face.
Un kļūt kvalificētam satikties ar Krishna seju pret sevi.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi?
It's your turn, yeah.
Tātad visu laiku sev jāsaka, es esmu nenozīmīgs, es esmu maz, bet kā saglabāt pašnovērtējumu?
So in situation when one has to tell himself to be humble, I'm insignificant, I'm very small, how to keep one's self...
esteem.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes people think, if I become humble, that means I lose my self-esteem. But it doesn't work that way. Low self-esteem comes when you identify with your body. If I told you that you were stool, that you were urine, you were blood, you were bones, and you were mucus. Would you suffer from low esteem? You wouldn't. You would think I'm great. If I said this is, I said you were stool. If you thought I am stool, would you feel great or would you feel low self-esteem? If you thought I am stool. Yes, that's right. Right, low esteem, yeah. The point is, the real low self-esteem actually comes from body identification. If you realize that you're eternal spirit soul, you're qualitatively one with God, you won't suffer from low self-esteem. You'll be fired up.
Jūs būsiet iedadzies.
Prabhupada said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me.
Prabhupada teica, es darbojos kā karals, tāpēc, ka neviens man nevar sakaut.
Does that sound like low self-esteem to you?
No. Vai tas izklausās pēc zemes pašcieņas?
If you realize that I am a servant of Krishna,
ja jūs izpratīsiet, es esmu Krishna,
and I've been given a mission to spread this Krishna consciousness movement,
un man ir dota misija izplatīt šo Krishna sapdzīnes
pusi. You won't suffer from low self-esteem.
Jums neuzmāksies zemu pašcieņu.
You'll be like a conquering revolutionary.
Jūs būsiet kā iekarojuši revolucionārs.
Was Hanuman suffering from low self-esteem?
Vai Hanumans cieta no zemes pašcieņas?
He burned the whole city of Lanka on fire.
Viņš nodezināja visu Lankas pilsētu.
Was Arjuna suffering from low self-esteem?
Vai Arjuna cieta no zemes pašcieņas?
In the beginning of the Gita, yes.
Gita sākumā, jā.
Before when he tried to be the enjoyer of this world, yes, he was suffering from low self-esteem. But after he surrendered to Krishna, did he have any esteem problems? They wiped out millions of Kuru warriors. He didn't have any esteem problem. Okay, next question.
Nākošais jautājums. Man bija jautājums tāds praktiskais. Ja piemēram, es neesmu gaidu un olas un visu šito, ja? Bet man ir atmiņas un mamma un tētis un tiesmāt visi to ēd. Un viņi jautā, labi, nu, tu ēd tikai augsts, bet aulietā arī ir dzīvi. Viņus nogalnā un bez tam ēd. Kāds tāds ir?
Tātad, it kā nedrīkst nogalnāt, lai ēstu, bet arī augi ir dzīvi. Tomēr viņus nogalnā.
So I may become vegetarian, but my relatives and people are asking, okay, you only eat vegetables and fruit, but they are also alive. Why do you kill them?
Yes. That's a fact. One who kills vegetables, he is a murderer, just like one who kills animals. That's a fact.
Tā arī ir patiesībā. Tas, kurš nogalina augu, arī nogalina tieši tāpat, kā tas, kurš nogalina dzīvnieku.
That's why you have to offer them to Krishna.
Tieši tāpēc ir jāpiedāvā šie augi, ko mēs nogalina.
Otherwise, you get the karma of murdering a carrot.
Citādi jūs saņemsiet karmu par burkānu nogalināšanu.
Prabhupāda confirmed this point in Atlanta.
Prabhupāda apstiprināja šo lietu.
I was there with Prabhupāda in Atlanta in 1975. He made this point. He said, whether you kill a rich man or a poor man, you are still guilty of murder. So the point is, whether you kill an animal or a plant, you are still a murderer. But if you offer that vegetarian food to Krishna, then you are freed from the karma of murdering those animals, those plants. Then one may say, well, if I offer the meat to Krishna, I'm free from the karma of killing the animal also. But Krishna specifies what he will accept and what he will not accept. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 26. Patram pushpam palam toyam yo me bhakta prayachati tadahang bhakti praharitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. If one will offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water with love and devotion, I will accept it. Krishna has listed what he will accept. Did he mention eggs? Did he mention fish? Did he mention meat? No. He did not. He is told what he will accept. Fruits, vegetables, you see, leaf means the vegetable kingdom, the fruits. We know he accepts milk because in his pastimes he was very fond of milk. So in this way, we know what Krishna will accept. And he says, if you eat food which is not offerable, then you're eating only sin. So your argument is good, but our argument is better. Their argument. So we thank you all very much for attending this class tonight. I'll be giving two more lectures here before, well, it depends on the volcanic ash, but we're supposed to leave on, it's supposed to be two more lectures. If the ash gets heavy, we maybe you'll hear for a while longer. But if the ash blows away, there'll be two more lectures. Now please don't pray for the ash to stay. Because I have things I have to do in the U.S. So. But we'll be giving a class tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And tomorrow night, the final lecture at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Right here in this room, both lectures. So we thank you all very much. Raja Vijayashimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Sankarshan Dasa Dittari Maharaj Ki Jai.